Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Perspective matters in regards to family values, and that's why it matters. And when all these things are coming in against you, and you know, hard pressed on every side is what Paul talks about. You know, perplexed at the point of despair, but somehow, by God's grace, you get through this thing, or you're in the middle of it, and He's keeping you in it. I want to encourage you to think about perspective, because perspective matters. The enemy's constantly wanting to change your perspective. Mm. He's wanting you to look at his storm, to look at his lie, to believe his lie. He wants you to believe it's hopeless, when no matter what's going on, the Creator who's holding all things together, understand He could change it overnight. He can look at a yellow tree and just say, be blue, and it's going to be blue. You have to understand. Mm-hmm. And He can look at a fig tree and just say, die. Mm. And so understand, perspective matters. And it's sometimes there's a lot of wisdom and said, you know, let me soak on this. Mm. Let's just pause for a moment. Let me go just abide for a while. And what's happening is you're in the middle of a storm, or maybe even something exciting, but it comes either way. I mean, some more things come wrongly through looking like it's going to be good. Mm. Than bad, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just a stimulus, just a sign here, you know. And just pause and soak on it and abide on it. And what happens is you're going to get perspective, because when you start spending time with the Creator of the universe, when you spend time with the one that proved His love for you by giving His Son, when you spend time with the very one who gave His life for you and now sits at the right hand of the Creator of the universe, who, by the way, is talking to the Father God Himself for you and loves you so much. When you spend time with Him and His Spirit who's dwelling inside of you, when y'all spend time together, when you and the Trinity soak and spend time together, no matter, I don't care what's going on. I mean, even if you're in the midst of walking to, like, Polycarp, you're going to be burned at a stake, you know, take a knee. Take a knee. And just pause, even when you can't. Just take a knee and just soak for a moment. See, you know, and what you want to do is it's going to change your perspective, because perspective matters. When you see the folks now, they're caught up in all these things that are happening at this one moment, and all the little stuff being stirred up and this little whatevers. And it's like, you know, if you don't get perspective, because perspective matters, if you don't get the right perspective here, Lucifer's going to... take some folks bondage, take some captivity. Some nations are going to fall, and some dark ones are going to rise.
No doubt.
And so perspective matters. It makes me think about Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 17, which helps you reboot your perspective. It helps you begin to say, you know, I want to get perspective. You know, all this news is 24 hours a day, 7 days. It was so great when the news used to come on for like an hour, you know.
And then turn off.
And if you shush folks for the news today, there's no talking. You know, because the news is 24/7 in the context of that. And, or, you know, just constant trying to change your perspective, or mold your perspective, or nudge your perspective. But I think about Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 17, when we're looking about perspective, how you see things. This is what the Word of God says. It says Christ is the image, is the visible image of the invisible God. Think about that. So the first perspective is, if you've seen Jesus, you've seen God. If you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. If you want to learn about the Creator of the universe, you want to learn about the one who sits on the throne in the center of all creation, and Jesus is on the right hand up, because he, look at Jesus. Look what he did, look what he said, look how he walked, look how he spent time with the Father. Look at all these things in his life. And he's like, man, you can understand the Father, because when you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. Christ is the visible image. He's the visible image of the invisible God. Invisible meaning God's a spirit. Jesus was a spirit, but he took on the form of flesh here, being born of Mary. God is his Father. Woman is his mother, Mary. And he became all God and all man forever for us. He left the splendors of heaven for that, for us and for the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting that perspective is like, we can really under, because he took on, he already was God,
mm-hmm.
but he took on the form of us. And he's like the intercessor, the bridge, the connection between us and God. He is the gateway. He can explain us to God and God to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's all God, but then mm-hmm. he took on the form of man. So now he became all man and all God. And he chose not to use his God nature when he walked like we walked, being tempted in every way. And it's like, oh my goodness. He wanted to fill our infirmities and how we were buffeted on every side. But he did perfectly what we've always failed at.
Mm.
And now he can empathize with us and explain us to, oh my goodness, Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He understands God and he understands us.
Mm.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Mm.
Perspective.
Yeah.
That's why you want to know him. You don't want to know of him. You want to know him.
Hey,
that's right.
How can you know God if you don't know the very one that was the intercessor between us and God? The one who was God, who came to earth to become like you, like a man, so he could actually explain you to God and God to you. And he's the only way to God. And then he goes on and says, he existed, this is Jesus, he existed before anything was created. Think about it. He existed before anything was created. So it means, okay, no matter what you're looking at and what all these evolution crew are saying and all that, they don't, you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever they're talking about, he existed before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so when you hear him talk about, let's make man in our image, he's talking to the Trinity here. He's talking to mm-hmm. Jesus. He's talking to the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the earth, right? And he's saying, let's make man in our own image and our own likeness. Not my image, but our. That's the mm-hmm. Trinity. Behold, Israel, God is one. And so he existed before all creation. So if you get your mind off of Jesus, and you get your mind off of God, and your perspectives about your paycheck and your union and your politics and your denomination and your family outside of God and all these things going on, it's like you know, it's change your perspective. Perspective matters. And so then he goes on. He says, So not only was he exists before anything was created, he is supreme over all creation.
Mm.
So he's supreme. He's like, that's why we called him the supreme organizer. Yeah, he's supreme over everything, not just the church, everything. Mm-hmm. That's huge. You're talking about supreme leader, Mr. Think You're Supreme Leader.
Mm.
Jesus is the, that's why you hate him so much.
That's right.
That's why you hate him so much. He loves you, but you hate him because you think he's got your title, but the truth is you're trying to take his. Been happening since heaven with the third of the angels organizing against.
Yeah. His very name terrifies you. So you can't mention his name.
That's right.
His name terrifies you.
Yes, that's exactly it. And by the way, he's not going to come back and apologize for calling himself the Son of God.
Mm.
You're going to apologize for saying that he wasn't, just so you know that. And he was created, and he is supreme over all creation, and through him, God created everything in heaven, in the heavenly realm, and on earth. I mean, think about it. Through Jesus, I mean, how in the world can you deny the very one that everything was created through him, and he has supremacy over, and he was before? I mean, oh my goodness, you're gonna, you know. Change your perspective. Perspective matters. He says, for through him, God placed his supremacy over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realm and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we can't see.
Mm.
I mean, everything that you can see and everything that you can't see, God made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might get your little microscope out and your micron microscope and all that, but it goes deeper than that.
Mm.
It's called spiritual. Mm. I mean, everything that was made, seen or unseen, God made. And by the way, everything that you see is going to pass away, but everything you don't see is eternal, including hell and heaven.
Mm.
And think about it. He made all the thrones, all the kingdoms, all the rulers, all the authorities, in the unseen world. I mean, think about it. All authority is established by God. Everything in the spiritual realm and the natural realm. I mean, he could take you out. He could stop you from. I mean, ask Herod, man. It could end in a moment, in the twinkling of a lack of a breath, with the crawling of the worm. Everything was created. I'm talking about perspective. Everything was created through him and, by the way, for him. He exists before anything else, and he holds all things together. How in the world do you not have time to abide with this God? I mean, think about it. You're acting like you're holding your life together.
Right.
What could you're holding your, yeah.
What could you possibly be doing that's more important?
Right. Yeah, like you're holding your marriage together, your family together, your job together, your economy together, your political affiliation together, your nation together, your garden together, your house together. No, you're not. The one who's holding it all together, who created everything that is created out of and holding it all together, you're not even thinking it's worthwhile to spend time with. Hey, listen, he did all this, and he chose the very moment in time that you would live. He talks about in Acts chapter 17. He's just watching you. He's watching you sleep. He's watching you walk. He's watching you wake up. He's watching you brush your teeth. He's watching you eat. He's watching you work. And he's watching everything you're doing. He's going like, will you reach out to me? Will you reach out to me? What's your perspective of me? Perspective matters. Do you know I exist? Do you know I'm the one giving you air to breathe? Do you understand who I am and how things were created? Will you acknowledge me? Listen, I tell you right now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's because your perspective has changed. You need to get back to the perspective of God being who he is, creator of all things, over all things, holding all things together, and making intercession for those who are his. Perspective matters. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.